Good morning, afternoon, or evening, Success Academy, and welcome to session number two in our series here together today. We are doing a rich and deep dive into vision and goals and the power of creation. That is what's on deck for today and for this week. I so absolutely love where we're going to go today and what we're going to create together, what is going to be covered, the richness, the ideas, the ahas, the breakthroughs that come with week two, and what we're going to, again, create and co-create together. So I'm just welcoming you into the space. If you're listening live or back to the recording, again, you own this series for life, and you can review this as many times as you like. But I love this week's topic because it's powerful. One of the most consistent themes when you study, again, high achievers, top performers, we touched on this last week in your workbook, but they have crystal clear clarity about their vision, mission, purpose, and goals. They have this idea of like, oh, I'm working towards something. I'm in creation mode. I'm moving myself forward, right? That's definitely part of their process or something they're learning how to do better, right? But it is absolutely part of creating a life and a business that you love is to work with the powerful tools of intention creation. Right? Intention, I think I said this last week. How many times are you going to hear me say this word in our time here together in this course? A lot. But intention is everything. It truly is how you show up. What's your intention? So I'm going to invite you as we come together this morning, as we get connected, is to set the intention right now. Is to say, I'm going to show up focused and open. I'm going to get intentional about the space and I'm going to log off my email or log off my social media apps. I'm going to get out my notebook. I'm going to light a candle or diffuse some oils. I'm going to get intentional about the space that I'm in and what I'm creating. Now, I know some of you listening right now, you may be on the go. You might be driving. You might be in the middle of something and you're just listening in, which is just fine. Stay with us here live. But you may want to this week create a space of intention where you say, you know what? I'm going to go to my favorite coffee shop or cafe and do some goal setting and journaling and some creation work. Or I'm going to block off some time, or I'm going to, again, light that candle this evening and get out my journal and really start to look at my heart's desires. What do I want? Where am I going? What do I want to create? Who do I want to be or become? What do I want to experience more of in my life, in my finances, in my marriage, in my business? Right? It's just becoming an intentional creator. You see, even just there, I've just rattled off a few clarity prompts to help support you. But perhaps you say this evening, I'm going to do that. Or tomorrow, I'm going to block off some time. Or this coming weekend. Or however that looks for you. But intention is powerful. And you are a powerful, powerful creator, my friend. You truly are. Every one of you, whatever language you might use around this, but I believe it's like you're a powerful creator, created, some might say, in the image of God, or I'm a part of the divine source, or I'm in this, but you are, this. You're a human. And being human, number one, your odds of being human are like 1 in 400 trillion. The fact you're in a human body and you have this brain and this capacity to hear and to think and process and set goals and be intentional, isn't that amazing? Like, just if you think about, wow, being human, how amazing that is, the power of that creation. So welcome to week two. We're going to do some rich, good work here together. This will be a working call. We'll be doing legit time, in live time, some work together. So if you don't yet have your Success Academy workbook in front of you or your notebook, you may want to grab that and, again, create some focused space. But welcome back, my friends. Week one, I love that you're here. We have a thriving, beautiful group of humans from around the globe that are participating in this course in the autumn season. And I have to tell you, there is just something special about the autumn. I love it. I mean, every season has its gifts, right? And I really believe that. And I love the energy and the vibe about autumn and the creation. And I don't know about you, I just naturally feel a little more cozy for me and a little more reflective and creative, and it maybe it's that back to school energy at the same time, right? The seasons are changing, the leaves and the colors and the scents. I love all those cider based pumpkin type candles or oils and things like that. I mean, you can sell me that stuff all the day long, and I'm going to be your ideal client because I'm totally about it. But it's just this time to kind of look inward, right? And as we kicked off last week, we've started to establish, just as a quick review, we're establishing the power of investing in the vessel, of you getting into alignment. A lot of times people say, what do you do? And it's easy. On week five, we're going to do in detail for you to answer that question. And in your branding and in your messaging, what do you do? And you want to sell the destination, not the airplane, right? Little teaser or feed for week five. And by the way, as you learned last week in the Q&A session, you can ask anything you want, whatever week we're in, based on what's up for you. So if you're saying, actually, I want to go deeper on branding right now, bring that to our Wednesday Q&A call, and we'll address that. But often when I'm discussing, last night I was at a dinner party for a friend's birthday, and this woman who I just was meeting was asking what I do, and I say I do a lot of alignment work and help women come into alignment to take better care of themselves to as well, then help them grow the sales or the income of what they're up to. But foundationally, we're doing a lot of alignment work. So can you elaborate to that? And we talked about the power of energy and investing in the vessel, and we established that last week, right? At this point, you should be working with those habits of a morning ritual, your mirror work, your joy list. Now, again, as your coach, I'm never going to ask for perfect and said, yeah, today's been a rough start, or, well, over the weekend, I got a little distracted. No judgment, right? Remember, one of those core coaching philosophies that we work together is observe, not judge. It's not about judgment, just observation, and go, oh, wait, that tends to be the pattern, or this shows up for me, or this thing, or that thing, where you, with new awareness, you can make new decisions, right? And maybe you write that down. New awareness, I can create new decisions. And decisions are what are the power agents that change your life or change the course of your life based on those choices and those decisions. But looking at that for yourself as we're just aligning into that, I believe most of you have joined our Facebook group. If there's one or two of you that still need to do that, feel free to do so. We invite you to do so. You find us on Facebook at Success Academy Autumn 2021, where there's additional quotes and questions and shares that are happening there within the group. By all means, feel free. And I invite you, would love for you to be there. If you have any questions at all through our course about where do I get the membership site, where do I log in for recordings, anything of that nature, Heather is your go-to, and she'll be happy to support you. Heather at TiffanySpeaks.com. She and her team support me with all the technology and the back end of that. So feel free to reach out to her at any time that you need the support. And in the interim, please use that Facebook group. If you have a question, if you have a share, I've seen some of you post your introductions that you perhaps were not able to be part of our Zoom meet and greet last week, which I'm loving seeing those. So thank you for doing that. If you haven't yet done that and you weren't able to be part of our Zoom meet and greet, I invite you to share a photo of yourself or you with your family, if applicable, and just introduce yourself, your name, where you're from, what drew you to Success Academy, what you're wanting to work on. One thing we talked about in our Zoom meet and greet was I asked the question, what's one self-care habit you're going to focus on for this season? Not 27, one. And it was fun to hear, for some of you, that's movement. For some of you, that's nutrition. For some of you, it's meditation or yoga. Or for several of you, you talked about committing to your morning ritual was going to be your focus for this season. That Zoom meet and greet video clip, I put a whole week one recap that went out to you Friday, should be in your inbox. If it's not there, first check junk, spam, or promotions folder. And if it's not there, please, again, reach out to Heather, and she'll be happy to make sure that you get everything that you need. But as we're getting settled in here to this course and the journey that we're in and finding our flow with that, again, it's never going to be about perfect. It's just we're teaching principles week upon week of success that will help set you up to thrive and set you up to win. And so this week, as we turn the corner and talking about vision and goals, you've probably heard about goals many times through your life, right? From, you know, different authors, speakers, maybe talks at your place of worship, if applicable, your parents or a teacher, your school counselor. You know, we've heard about goals many times. But as your coach, I'm going to ask, are we living that in lifetime right now? Do we have fresh goals for this season? Is vision up to date for ourselves? Because that is so, so powerful. Vision is like your GPS, right? And when we have a GPS, most of you, whether it's in your car, you have a GPS system, or many of you, I assume, have a smartphone, and you can pull up maps, Google Maps or Apple Maps, and you can plug in an address, and it will lead you to the destination of where you're going. Well, that's similar to vision and goals, is that it allows us to consciously choose destinations and plug them in. And then there's this powerful magic, right? I know that might sound like a woo-woo word, magic, but there is this like mystery and this magic a bit, as well as conscious creation. It's a bit of all of it like stirred in together, of watching you then co-create the dreams, the desires, the goals that you want. But let's lean out with some clarity, can we? Because that is the key. If clarity is power, write that for me in your notes. And so when I ask you a simple question like, what do you want? And that might be, hey, we're going to go grab lunch together and let's order off the menu. What do you want? And we make decisions off that menu and we order it up and we place that order and then it comes back to us, right? I had great brunch yesterday and a great dinner with just lovely friends celebrating people I love in my life. And it's legit, like, right? You put in an order. Well, that clarity of first starts with, well, what do you want? So let's go to page 11 in your Success Academy workbook, and there's a blank page here for you to do some just free-flow thought writing. So feel free to use this page. Again, you own the workbook, so you can always print a clean, crisp copy if you're like, oh, I don't want to write in my pretty notebook or my workbook. Yes, I want you to write, so we're going to start doing a little work together. But at the top of page 11, it says, I want to, dot, 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 feel, be, do, have. So let me ask you just that question is, what do you want? And just go with what comes up initially. And it might be simple things from, I want a clean house. I want to organize my pantry. Or I want to travel to the Bahamas, to a dream car. Do I want to lose 30 pounds? Do I want to double my income? Do I want to grow peonies in my garden next spring? Right? To all the things is just tuning into desire and tuning into what is it that you want? And asking that question. And I realize sometimes that question is not always as, say, easy to answer. The question might sound simple, but it can be rich and layered and deep. And we are going to look at together eight categories today when we do a little bit of visioning work. But I love to look at vision. One clarification out of the gate, because we're going to talk about vision and goals. Vision to me is like the big picture and the map. And I love to play with the tools of vision and visioning, vision boarding, which we'll talk through as well today. And then goals to me are the habits, the actions, and the efforts. I'm a big fan of what I call effort-based goals, right? The effort-based goals are the guidelines, the intentions. You might even use that word for goals, right? Is the intentions, the habits, the things that you're doing on a consistent basis that lead you to the outcome or to the vision. Like, for instance, some of you were sharing last week in our Facebook group and on the live calls and the live sharing, some of you were saying, for instance, I want to rank advance in my direct sales company. Or you might say, I want to publish a book. Or I want to be, you know, fit into this size of clothing and I want to feel more confident and healthier and things like that. I love for you to have that vision, right? You may even put those images on a vision board. You describe them, you write out the vision, you talk about your dream home, you talk about your business, your sales, your income. And then we set goals of things like, well, how many people are you going to contact every week, every day or every week? You might say, I'm going to nourish 5 relationships a week. That's my ask of you as your coach that you're doing that, right? That you nourish at least 5 relationships a week that help you move you towards some of those goals. You might also have goals like I share 3 or 4 content pieces on social media a week, or I send a newsletter or a podcast a week. Those are some goals that lead you towards the outcome of what you're creating or the vision or the power that leads into your purpose of what you're about. And so, again, vision is like, hey, here's the map. Where are we going? And goals are, here are the milestones, the steps, the habits, the tasks, the measurable. Like, I like you to have clear, specific, measurable goals. Like, for instance, one of my measurable goals or intentions is that I move my body every day. That might be a 15-minute walk. That might be a sweat, you know, hot Pilates session. That might be time in a workout class or time on a trail. You know, those types of things. It's not as much about the exactness of what it is. It's just a clear intention. It's daily. It's clear, it's specific, it's measurable. I move my body every day. Every day, I can measure that if it happened or not. And it moves me towards the greater outcome and the vision for my life where I'm vivacious. That's what I want. I want to experience that. I want to be healthy and strong and vivacious and feel good and have that kind of energy. That's my clear vision, right? But then I have specific measurable goals that help me move towards that. So let's just start, though, with allowing. Can we just open to desire? Right? Can we open up to desire? And for some of you, it's been a minute since you've let yourself dream. Right? I get it. For many of you, for all of us at some level, we've been coming through some weird last two years, and it's like, what's happening? And it's easy to have been very reactive and in survival mode, and we're just, wow, we've dealt with a lot, let alone the other personal things going on in your life. And so totally get it, but can we come home for just a bit, back to our creation self, our God or goddess self, that drops into vision and desire and allowing there to be space to simply dream again. And answering the questions, what do I want? What do I want to create, feel, be, do, have? One question that might be valuable to help support you, and again, this is all just towards clarity right now, is the clarity around, you might want to ask the question, what do I want to feel more of? It's a great question. What do I want to feel more of? Because most actions we're taking or goals we're setting is because we're after a feeling, right? Like when someone says to me, hey, I want to run a marathon. Well, some people legit love running a marathon, but often if they've never done it before, they're after a feeling, right? And even if they have done it before, they're still after a feeling, a sense of accomplishment and follow through and that sense of health and wellness and who I'd have to become. But what do you want to feel more of is a great question. And you're going to hear me walk you through 8 categories. Another great clarity question is, what do you want to experience more of? On the flip side, what do you want to experience less of? What brings you joy? You know, we introduced this concept of a joy list last week. Joy is a great measurement or a tuning fork, if you will, to fulfillment and to guidance for your own goals. Is where do I want to feel more joy? Or what brings me joy? Or again, if I could wave the magic wand, what's one of my big dreams? You might say, oh, it's that cabin property on that river, that gorgeous space out in the country or up in the mountains, or that beach house, and I can hear the waves and feel the breeze and just loving being in that space. You see what I'm saying is we're just playing with vision and tapping into, again, clarity about those dreams. But I just want to hold a safe space for all of you, a safe space to dream, right? And one of the questions that was in your email that went out this morning, it asked you the question, and this is rich to look at, is it okay for you to want what you want? Is it okay for you, that permission? And some of you might want to ask or look at in some journaling, whose permission am I waiting for? If you've been feeling like, that's hesitant to dream, or that's selfish of me, or greedy of me, right? Sometimes this comes up around, can I be in gratitude for what I already have? You know, I have a roof over my head and clothes to wear and food in the cupboard and I have love in my life and, you know, I'm healthy and I've got so much good. Is it really okay to dream for more? Is that selfish of me? Desire in its original Latin context, I learned this years ago from a mentor. Desire in its original Latin context means of the Father. Isn't that interesting? And here's the thing. Even if your spiritual power, higher power, whatever you might believe, even if you don't believe in a person or identity or a gender, there's this higher power, the universe, Mother Earth, Father Sky, God, Jesus, Buddha, Source, you name it. But it's like, oh, I believe your dreams come from a divine place. And one of the best things you could do is to honor those dreams. And in the process, you grow, and growth is divine, isn't it? Right? Because a lot of it is, who would I have to become to achieve this dream or this goal? To make 6 figures, 7 figures, to rank advance, to publish the book, to have the love of my life or a relationship, who would I have to be or become? And growth, and when we're growing, we're becoming so much more. Just like, you know what I love to see, friends? Maybe you'll see this now and pay more attention to it or notice it, I should say. in your space. I love when I see grass, a blade of grass grow through concrete. Think about that. Isn't that powerful life force at play? That's saying, hey, I'm coming through. And when you have these seeds of desire, they're powerful, and when watered and nourished, those dreams and those goals, they just push through and they come into fruition. Sometimes against their environment or circumstances, like, again, grass through concrete, that's just found its way to, like, I am going to maneuver myself up. I'm going to keep growing. One of you brought up, we were talking about money mindset on our coaching call last week, and there's several books listed on my recommended reading list you can find under TiffanySpeaks.com under free resources. But there's a book there by Wallace Wattles called The Science of Getting Rich. And in his material, he has some of the best content of helping you understand this same concept that desires, how they're such a good thing, and permission. But I know for some of you, that's going to be a thing. That's why I'm touching on it. For all of us, at some level, it's yes. If you're reading along the big leap, you're going to see, like, ooh, why do I sometimes unplug my own lamp? Do I let myself receive? Do I let myself have dreams and goals and desires? Or do I shun them or play small or clip my own wings on some of this? Or, again, I call it unplugging your own lamp. It's like, whoa, things are getting a little too bright here. Let's dim it down. Let's unplug that thing. It's just giving yourself permission. Now, here's the thing. Some of the things you're going to dream or write out maybe today or this week, you still have a choice if you choose to fulfill them. But just being tuned into is allowing yourself. I'm going to let myself just free flow thoughts here. It's what do I want? I'm going to sit with some clarity questions. What do I want? What do I want to create? What do I want to feel? What do I want to experience? What are those dreams, small or big, that I want to be creating in my life? Let's go on to page 12 together in your workbook. And we're going to talk through those eight categories specifically where we're going to create some vision together. So, again, if you've got your workbook with you, we're on page 12, and you'll want to take some notes here. And we're just going to do some prompts. We're not going to go through all eight categories in detail just due to time, but we're going to start stirring it up for you a little bit, planting those seeds and continuing the conversation of looking at these categories. And there's two things in each category we're going to tap into. One I've already given you is we're going to look at what do you want to feel more of in that area of your life. And secondly, what actions, habits help you activate or have that, right? Whatever comes to mind that you're saying, I need to do this or I need to do that or this action or this habit will help me in the creation of it. But imagine your life like you're the architect of your life. I love to call you a life architect. You're architecting your life. And like an architect, if you're building a dream home or property from the ground up, you absolutely are going to have an architect, a pro, and you're going to have plans, and it's going to be in writing long before, you know, again, they're going to build something. They're going to have the planning in place, and they're going to help you, right, co-create that dream home, right? I have some close friends building out their dream home, and it's been like a three-year process. I mean, they're literally building out a massive estate and being part of that. I've been to their property so many times, and we've watched from when they leveled the ground to when the structure started going in, so then the walls go up and the ceiling goes on, and now, you know, cabinets are going in and marble and all the things of watching that process. But of course, those plans and the vision was in place long before they ever started, quote, breaking ground. But your life is similar. And there's a thought I want to share with you that comes from Stephen Covey. He's the author of the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I worked for his work for many years when I was still a corporate employee, and absolutely loved it. It was great, great mentoring and tutoring in my life around some true life principles. Well, in the 7 Habits, he talks about how all things are created twice. Write this down for me in your notes. All things are created twice, meaning there's always two creations. First, you create things mentally or spiritually, right? That's in the planning, like what we're talking about today. You're seeing it. You're visualizing it. There's that creation first, mental or spiritual. And then second, a physical creation, the external, where you're building out the literal thing or the creation of or the implementation of the goal, the dream, or the desire. So two creations always are at play. So let's drop into it. I'm on page 12, the top that says my vision, what do I want to feel, create, or experience in my life? So let's look at category number 1 is spiritually. or spirituality, and whatever that means to you, it's different things to different people. But I'm going to ask you to answer the question, dropping in, what do you want to feel more of in your spiritual life? What are some of the key or core desired feelings? You might say connection, love, purpose, gratitude. What do you want to feel more of in your spiritual life? And then secondly, what actions or habits help you feel that way or help you activate or achieve that? Go ahead and write that down. For instance, you might say, I want to feel a connection to my higher power. And for me, time in nature, Bible study, meditation, prayer, gratitude journaling. Or I really want to feel in my purpose. And to me, that's showing up to serve and to love others, right? So whatever this goes for you, I'm just giving you some of the prompts. So that's number one, is looking at the spiritual side of your life. I'll give you a moment to capture a few thoughts as they're coming up in live time. The second category is your health. Your health and your wellness. What do you want to feel more of or experience when it comes to your health? And jot down those core thoughts. I talk about things like, I want to feel fit, rested, energetic. You heard me, my key, I love my word. Two words on my vision board, vitality and vivacious. But I love, love, love that energy of vivaciousness. So asking yourself, better sleep or moving my body or my nutrition, my supplements, meditation, time in nature, right? But just dialing into what you want to feel more of in your own health. And then secondly, again, what actions, what habits help you create that? Third category is relationships. Again, I know I'm moving quickly. We're not doing a full workshop here where we're going to spend several hours on each of this. But we're just stirring it up, and then you're going to have some fun assignments to support you with that. But looking at relationships, and you can see on relationships, there's subcategories, relationship with self, relationship with family, friends, your network. But what do you want to feel more of or experience more of as it relates to your relationships? And again, you may want to look at each of these subcategories you might talk about. But I think you're probably going to want to say, I want to feel connected, right? Love, friendship, support. What do you want to feel more of in the relationship side of your life? With yourself, you might say, I want to feel more confidence, more self-trust, more self-love. I want to feel with my family that we're more connected and that we're making memories together, or my sweetheart. My friendship, my network. And then again, what actions, habits, or benchmarks do you want to focus on to help you create and activate that? You have things like play dates with your kiddos, date night with your spouse, if applicable, dates with yourself, right? Nourishing your network in those relationships. What do you want to feel more of? And again, what actions and habits help you activate that or create that? Number four, let's look at the business or career side of your life. What do you want to feel, create, or experience in this area of your life, in your own business, your side hustle, or in your corporate career? What do you want to feel more of, create, or experience in this area of your life? Clarity around that. Say, I want to feel growth, progress, purpose, success, clarity, sales, you name it. And then what actions or activities help you to do that? right? One of the things you might say, well, gosh, I'm here in Success Academy. I'm going to work on, I am working on these skills. I might be in my business life. I might want to be ready to launch a new product or a campaign. I might host a retreat for my leaders. I might be more intentional to set specific sales goals. Contacting, I might want to finish that website or launch a podcast or write that book. What are the actions, activities, habits that help you create what you desire in the business or career side of your life? Ticket number five is financial. And I love this one. Again, we already talked about money came up right out of the gate on our first Q&A, and I love that. Money, money mindset. So let's tap into what's the energy you want to feel, right? Again, we're talking about conscious creation. What do you want to feel more of in your financial life? You might say security, confidence, joy, friendship, trust, flow, abundance, generosity. You might say yes, 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 Tiff, to all of that, right? Absolutely. Claim it. Write it down. What do you want to feel more of in your financial life? And then what actions, habits do you want to implement? Maybe that's I'm going to read a certain book, or I'm going to meet with my financial planner, or I'm going to set some specific goals, or get into ties, or giving back. Combined with business, I'm going to increase and focus on my sales and my income going up this year. Build my savings, or, you know, whatever might be coming up for you. I just invite you to be open to a better, healthier, happier relationship with money. We were on our live Q&A session last week. I invite you to listen to that recording. Those calls, my loves, are juicy. One of the most important hours in your entire week is that live Q&A session. Even if certain weeks you're not going to ask or share something, but you're going to hear so many rich gems that come up that have a universal application. When we talked about money right out of the gate. So valuable last week. All right, let's look at number six. Category six here of your vision, where you're going, what you're mapping, what you're creating, the personal growth side of your life, right? That personal growth. And you might say, what do you want to feel more of here? And you might say, well, growth, right? Expansion, liveliness or aliveness, learning, experience. You might even have, again, joy show up in this. What do you want to feel more of? And then what helps you create that? You might say, I'm going to, you know, take a new class. Obviously, you're in one here. It might be a cooking class or learning a new language or developing better sales skills, to reading books, to podcasts, to saying, gosh, I really want to be intentional with my personal growth, and that's I'm reading every day or listening to something daily that nourishes my brain for the positive. Number seven is fun, right? Fun and play. And I love, love, love. Prior to one of my mentors years back, fun wasn't necessarily part of my goals directly, I guess indirectly in some ways. But sometimes I think it really matters, like having your joy list, right? When I say, what do you want to feel more of in the fun side of your life? I mean, it's pretty, you know, clear, but that can be different things, right? I want to feel more contentment, to adventure, right? To the simple things, to joy, to, you know what I'm saying, to all of it, for you, what you want to feel more of. But I love that I had a mentor help me realize the power of play, the power of fun, and that setting goals in that too like you have, one of your goals every single week is to invest in your joy list. That would fit here in this category. But to have more fuel in the tank and more energy, remember, everything is energy, and energy is everything. And having that energy is having more of the juiciness, the life force, the goodness, the gratitude, and that you're saying, I'm having more joy today in my life right now. It's helping me create and experience that. Number eight is community. The power of tribe and community and the power of giving back. And how do you want to give back, right? When I say what you want to feel more of here, it's probably connection and purpose and legacy invested. But whether your community, that's a church group or your local schools or charity groups or your neighborhood or friendships or whatever that might look like for you, right, comes under relationships too. But how do you want to give back? What's part of your vision in this way? Because, again, true fulfillment is going to be about a combination of ourselves growing and experiencing and serving and loving and investing in others as well. But the power of that, the power of community and the power of giving back, what helps you experience or create more of that for yourself. So this is the beginning of just simply a vision, right? Let's go on to page 13. But what we're doing here is just starting to give you a couple of prompts around clarity, feelings, actions, habits, vision. Where am I going? I love, love, love to answer that question. I had a podcast show go live on that. I think it was September 1st, around that core question and going deep with that, the power of vision of where are you going? What are you creating? What do you want to create? And just giving yourself the space to answer that. But on page 13, let's talk about a couple of vision assignments that will help you create what it is that you desire, to architect with intention. Number one is to create and capture in writing your own vision of those eight key areas, to add details, feelings, and clarity to what you want to feel, be, do, and have in your life. One of your assignments this week, you'll see this in your assignment email, is to flesh out two key areas. That right in your journal, in your notebook, right, there's clarity, your visioning, your writing. You may even start gathering images that represent that area. If you want to go on and do all eight areas, awesome. At minimum, I'm asking that you commit to doing two areas that you really flesh out with some clarity. Spend some time journaling, meditating on it, creation time. Number two, I'm going to ask or invite you. I'm so curious for this for you. Some of you already have a vision board. Some of you might have a vision board, but it hasn't been updated in years. Some of you might have a very fresh vision board. Some of you maybe never done a vision board. But a vision board, I'm looking at mine right now here in my office, a vision board is the compilation of images, words, symbols that anchor into you who you choose to be, what you choose to create, where you're going. But it's like creating, again, architect. It's blueprinting of your life and of your vision. It's so juicy. It's so powerful. See, a vision board, why it's so influential, is your mind sees in pictures. Write that down for me. Your mind sees in images or pictures. And so seeing those images where you regularly remind your brain and see those things of who you choose to be and what you're choosing to create, it's powerful. And it helps just, again, pull you back into proactive creation versus reactive living. So a vision board, if you've never done this before, I'm going to invite you to take this on as an assignment while we work together, right? And some of you might get that finished this week. I'm just going to ask that you at least start it, right? And you gather at least two or three images. I use Pinterest a lot for my vision boards. You can also have a digital vision board where you that lives on Pinterest. On Pinterest as a social media app, I use it more for search. It's a great search engine. And you can have public boards where other people can see them and follow them, and you can have private ones. My vision board is private, so only I see it, and you can add whatever you want to it digitally. But you also may want a physical board where you get out a poster board you buy at your grocery store, right? Or I have a large magnet board that I ordered off Etsy many moons back, and my images then are a combination of things I've printed off of Pinterest, Some of them are images of me actually doing the thing that I want to be doing or with the person that I just love and want more of. And then some are images cut out of magazines, right? And or words as well. So mine have some quotes, some words, some pictures, some images that have a combination of things from my personal life and home to health and self-care goals, to my work in the world and what I'm up to and what I want to create and influence there, to my spiritual life. But the vision board, again, just gives you this great creative, juicy space that anchors that in for you. You may even want to create one on an app. I've seen those, or on your desktop. And I'll even share, too, in our Facebook group. I'd love to see your vision board. I'll show you mine. So as you start it, right, as you complete it, or if you're saying, hey, here's one vision of something I want, like this dream cabin. I keep saying that because that's literally one on my vision board. It's this beautiful cabin space that own and can visit and be part of and that kind of experience. But I want to see at least one image shared in our Facebook group this week of one of your dreams or goals, or a picture of your entire vision board if it's already created or as you update it or create it from scratch. But it's so, so powerful. Earlier on my show last season, last fall, if you want to scroll back on, and I think my show, I mean my podcast, I had a gentleman on by the name of John Assaroff. And John Assaroff is a great mindset teacher. And I remember reading about him in the Success Principles that you'll read about as well. And John was talking about this, and he talks about it on the podcast live if you want to give that a listen. So I won't share all of it here, but you can read about it in the Success Principles or hear him talk about it on my show. But many moons ago, he created a vision board. He was living in Canada at the time, and he created these vision boards, and then he got a job opportunity, moved to the States, and his vision boards went into storage for a couple of years. Well, fast forward like 4 or 5 years later, he's in this dream home in California, Southern California. It has this gorgeous orchard of all of these like lemon trees and orange trees and just gorgeous guest house and this home and pool and all the whole nine yards. And his little boy at the time was like, I think, 5 or 6 years old, comes into his office and sees these boxes. And, you know, he's just poking around, and this little boy pulls out this vision board, and he said, Dad, what's this? He says, it's a vision board. And his son's like, well, what is that? And he starts teaching him about it. And, y'all, this is so crazy cool. He's looking over this vision board and seeing some of the things he's achieved and smiling at, oh, my gosh, you know, because, again, these have been in storage for 4 or 5 years. And then he sees this picture of this beautiful home, and he starts to weep, and tears just start pouring down his cheeks. And his son is like, Daddy, what's wrong? And he's like, oh, I'm so happy. And he's like, do you see this picture on this vision board? And his son is like, yeah, this is our house. Not a house like it. Not a house similar to it. The exact home, years prior, he had cut out of Dream Home magazine. He was now in the office, on the office floor, in this home that had gone on his vision board years prior. It's like the kind of thing that gives you like chills, right? Now, I can't say that will happen to all of you immediately or even in 4 years from now, but I'm here to tell you multiple times things that I put on my vision board. And again, a vision board, some of it's intention, like, hey, I, again, move my body every day, or I'm healthier and happier, to a specific, you know, handbag, to vacation spots, to homes, to experiences. Some of it's feeling-oriented. Some of it's outcome-based. Powerful, 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 powerful of the power of the mind and the power of creation. Some of you may have seen, some of you in my mastermind group, we shared a video there over the weekend. Mel Robbins had a video. I'll track it down and put it in our Facebook group too. Mel Robbins is a great author, but she talked about something similar about the power of this painting that she had seen. And 11 years later, she's with the artist having this experience where at the time she couldn't afford it, wanted it, said at some point in my life I'm going to have this. And again, I'm not going to tell that whole story because that's cool too, but I got all kinds of same thing, chills and tears and so forth. I'm just inviting you into the space of creation. I'm inviting you into your own life to say, what do you want? And let's write about it. Let's put images and pictures. Let's create a collage called a vision board or a vision book. I've seen some clients put it in a creative journal book. You can do it that way too, or use, again, digital apps, Pinterest. But it's gathering with intention what it is you want to create. And it's so, so powerful. And then point number three is a phrase I love to say is you want to visit your vision. And that means taking time, like right now it's for myself, and I'm loving teaching this because I'm looking at my own vision board and I'm thinking, gosh, yes, I haven't been here for a minute. I'm reminding myself of, see it, come spend time in front of it. Or the power of visualization where your mind, you review. There's lots and lots of sports psychology studies or health studies, the placebo effect, around the power of the mind and the power of suggestion. And that, like in these sports studies, different teams, from, you know, Andre Agassi talked about doing this with Tony Robbins, you know, to basketball teams and so forth, where they spend time, yes, practicing their sport, their tennis, their basketball, but they also spent time visualizing, seeing themselves connect with their golf swing, seeing themselves make the basket, seeing themselves over and over practicing and seeing themselves do the thing they want to do, seeing yourself complete the marathon or holding that book fresh off the press, your first book, and seeing yourself autograph it, or seeing yourself confidently in front of a room of people, or seeing yourself, your back office, your rank advancement, and seeing yourself in Tahiti or Mexico or Italy or wherever you desire, or you see yourself happy and connected with your kids. You guys, this is one of the most powerful tools in any kind of success toolbox is visualization. Is you're in essence setting intention and you're practicing showing up, sometimes we call it acting as if, right? All of us played some kind of make-believe as kiddos. Well, your brain still works the same way, whether, again, you may have played, you know, that you were a superwoman or superman or you were, you know, again, this certain role or played house or dolls or whatever your things were. But the reality of utilizing the power of your brain is, again, all things are created twice, first spiritually or mentally and secondly physically. So you want to visit your vision, just like you would visit that dream home, like I've visited my friends. It's not even mine. And I've been there probably at least 10 times in the last several years, where we've watched the whole process come to fruition. And we're watching it in creation time. The same thing in your brain is see yourself happy. See yourself confident. See yourself healthy. See yourself feeling good, right? You can tie this into your mirror work as you're affirming yourself and saying those positive things. You can also, again, practice seeing yourself where you want to be. But vision leads your life. And it's been said, without vision, man or woman simply repeats the past. This is why I think, whether, again, you want to quote the Holy Bible, that without vision, people perish, to Tony Robbins, to Tiff Peterson, to Marie Forleo, whoever, all the content that's out there, there's a lot of it, but vision truly leads your life of where are you going? And again, there's a lot of things you might say, well, I can't control that. You're right. You can't control when you rank advance. You can't control when you make a sale. You can influence those things, but I still want you to see yourself there and then focus on, again, the gardener. I'm going to see the outcome. I'm going to see the harvest. I'm going to see the crops, the flowers, the fruits, the vegetables. I'm going to see the outcome, and then I'm going to get my hands in the dirt, and I'm going to nourish that thing every single day. With contacts, with content, with self-care, with love, with intention, that you go, I'm intentionally building and creating a thriving life, a thriving relationship, a thriving body, a thriving bank account. What are the actions? What are the steps that help me get to that so that we visit the vision on a regular basis? Isn't that so rich and true and so good? It's just the living into it to do it, right? Let's go on to page 14. Page 14, whether you turn this in or not, I want you to take just a moment and see yourself 7 weeks out from today and to see who have I become? What habits are consistent? Where's my self-confidence at? My sales, my projects, my home, right? And if you want to turn that in at the end of Success Academy, that your own testimonial, that at the end of this program, you're thrilled that you're becoming and achieving or experiencing, right? Just tap into that. Because, again, we can capture vision for 60 days. Sometimes it's a little hard. Where am I going to be in 5 years? Well, I don't know. That feels a little elusive sometimes. The next 60, 90 days, the next year, the next 2 years, in the shorter amount of time is what habits are established. Who are you becoming? How are you feeling? How have you shown up in Success Academy? Because that's a choice. And it's okay. You have moments you get discouraged. Great. Let me help you through that. But that you choose in and mentally rehearse. That's what visualization is mental rehearsal, as Dr. Joe Dispenza calls it. Mental rehearsal that you say, this is who I'm becoming. This is what I'm achieving. And the creation, let's create it together in this time. Let's go on to page 15 and do a little bit deeper work with goals, right? Remember, again, vision, and I want you to have vision. Where are you going? What are the outcomes? What are the feelings that you want? And then let's set some very clear and specific goals, right? The goals that help are the fuel in the tank and the milestones, the habits. Remember, I love effort-based goals. We want to have goals that absolutely where we say, okay, because like what I just said, you can't control when you make a sale, but you can control the effort you put in the garden. Like, oh, I'm contacting 5 people a day. I'm sending handwritten notes. I'm doing Facebook or Instagram Live and teaching on my topic in my industry. Or I'm going out to a networking event once a month. Or I'm doing this. Or, you know, I'm producing 3 to 4 pieces of good content on social media a week that helps me nourish and grow a tribe and potential customers there. You see what I'm saying is, what are you doing to help nourish those goals, but to have them? So as we look at goals, I'm on page 15, and there's a great summation sheet taking place here. On page 15 at the top, it says, got goals. I've already mentioned clear and specific. Again, imagine the same example that you're ordering off a menu where you're saying, yeah, I would like this experience. It's clear, it's specific, it's prepared this way, that it's clear, specific, and it's measurable. Like I know I've modeled this many times, it's just for an example, is I move my body every day. So you might say I eat or drink greens every day, or I nourish 5 relationships a day, or whatever. Again, you might be saying it's clear, specific, it's measurable. And I want to introduce you to this scalable format that I learned from a gentleman named Raymond Aron called the MTO formula. MTO. MTO stands for minimum, target, outrageous. Minimum, target, outrageous. And I love to do this because why I love MTO is it's progressionary. And you know, as your coach, I love progress mindset. That we move out of perfectionism, all or nothing thinking, right? That is such a buzzkill. And it often kills our goals, the all or nothing, and giving you a scalable notion to say, okay, minimum, let's just say you're getting back into some health self-care habits. You say, minimum, I'm going to, you know, get moving 3 times a week. Or minimum, I'm going to drink 32 ounces of water a day. You might say, I really need to be more like 50. Okay, maybe that's the target then. But minimum, 32 ounces, 50 is the target. Maybe outrageous for you would be 60 plus. I'm just using that as an example. In business, you might say minimum, I'm going to connect with 5 people a week. My target is 10. Outrageous for me would be 20 plus. For some of you, you might say my minimum is 20 and target is 50 and outrageous would be 75 plus. For content creation, for goals, for income, when I'm doing an event, a live event, or even an online event, you know, online, meaning live event, online or in person, you go, great, let's set the goals. Minimum, we have this amount of attendees, or minimum my financial goal is this amount for the year or for the month. Target is this. Outrageous would be this. Minimum, target, and outrageous. I love it because it keeps you checked in. It's progress-minded. Because, see, again, if I'm making progress, what are the odds I'm going to stay checked in and work on my goals? So much higher. If I'm not making progress and I feel deflated and discouraged, what does that do? When I start thinking thoughts that feel like discouragement, we've all been there. Some of you have been there recently. But when you think thoughts that are discouraging, like this isn't happening or this hasn't happened or, gosh, my big, hairy, audacious goal, my BHAG didn't happen in the time frame I wanted it, right, it's pretty deflating. And sometimes then I go, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I keep trying or I keep staying checked in. Versus we go, okay, and again, we want to have effort-based goals to produce desirable outcomes, but we give focus and power. You can only control, my friend, how you show up. You can't control outcomes with people, with sales, with marketing. You can influence all of those things, and I want you to be an intentional creator to influence your home, your relationships, to influence your business, your social media, your branding, your income. but realize you go, you come back to where the power is, which is your actions, your habits, and therefore having clear, specific goals to say, what are my actions and habits every day, every week? Shannon, that's in our group, I love one thing she shared in our mastermind this summer is to have a winning list, right? Where you maybe have 2 to 5 things that is your daily winning list, and that you measure yourself by, I made the deposits. I did my morning study or devotional time. I went for a walk or a run. I moved my body, 1 and 2, right? And then you maybe say, I nourished at least 2 relationships today. That's maybe number 3 on your winning list for daily. Number 4 is I, you know, worked on some kind of creative content or mentoring, or I, you know, worked on whatever the goals might be, but that you decide and you say, okay, these are my core 4, right, items, or my top 2 items, but I'm doing the things off my winning list that I know I'm making a deposit in myself and in my business. That's how you win, is to say, okay, I'm doing the do. It's the chopping wood and carrying water, right? But to have your goals in that where you say, okay, and when I refer to that, there's a Zen proverb that says, before enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. After enlightenment, chopping wood, carrying water. And you can insert the word sale there, or enrollment, or rank advancement. Before rank advancement, I'm chopping wood and carrying water. And after, I'm chopping wood and carrying water, is getting really clear, what's the chopping wood and carrying the water? What are the deposits, the effort? What is your winning list? What are the things you're doing to be out in your garden to plant and nourish and cultivate so you create the outcome that you desire? So vision and goals, you see how these are such a great partnership? Is vision is, yes, see the garden, see the crops, the flowers, the colors, the products and what you've created, and see the advancements and see the travel and see the love and see the body and the health and the home and all of it. Vision it, yes, and not or, and get really clear on what's my chopping wood and carrying water, my specific goals, minimum target and outrageous that help me create what I want. Now, a few final little things I want to just tuck in here on goals, just to help make set you up for success with this, is number one is you want to focus on what you do want, right? Not what you don't want. Your mind is a little mental movie. It's a powerful production line. And what you focus on and give energy to becomes your reality. And so we want to intentionally visit the vision and focus on, and we want to write our goals and what we do want. Like, for instance, sometimes people will say, well, I don't want to eat sugar. Or I don't want to lose my crap with my kids. I don't want to raise my voice. Right? I don't want to do this. I don't want, I don't want, I don't want. Those are good clarity points, but write your goals and focus on what you do want. For instance, you might say, you know, I have more patience, or I'm eating more healthy organic foods, things like this, this, and this. Similar to that, but a little expanded, is focus on where you're moving towards, what you're moving towards, or where you're moving versus away from. Right? So let me give you a couple of examples. I'm going to use debt, and I'm going to use health. Too. Now, we're going to go over by a few minutes today just because there's so much rich content here. So if you can hang with me for about another 7-8 minutes live, awesome, do that. If not, if you've got to go at the top of the hour into next meeting, totally respect that. Just come back into your recording and capture this because there's some juicy little nuggets that we're going to tuck in here. But again, you want to focus on what you're moving towards versus away from. Let's use the example of money, right? A lot of times people, when they're setting their financial goals, are going to talk about debt. But I don't want your brain necessarily focusing on debt. I don't want you ignoring it. It's not like putting your head in the sand. But rather than setting goals, so for some of you, you just get to test this, ask yourself, like, and feel how it feels in your own body, how it feels to you emotionally. But if you write a goal that says we're paying off our debt, right, that's okay. And for some of you, it's going to be just fine. But for many of you, if we're talking about the debt, or the debt, you just start to feel heaviness. Right? And we don't want that. We want you to feel empowered and into light. So, for instance, I coached a woman, a hairstylist. She now owns her own salon, but when I met her, she was working for someone else's salon. She hired me to be her life coach. This was back in, like, 2010. And one of her goals was she wanted to pay off her credit card debt, right? Some of you can probably relate to that. And there's no judgment about it, by the way. I mean, the more that you can just see it as neutral, like, it is what it is, it's neutral. It doesn't mean anything about you. I'm a good person, I'm a bad person, I'm a smart person, I'm a dumb person. No, there's no judgment. It just is, right? It's like, I have red hair, you might have brown. You might be this height, you might be this thing, and it just is, right? So, yes, I get, like, taking accountability for sure and say, okay, I'm making a new choice, though. I want you to become more of your own cheerleader versus your judge, right? It's like, okay, I made these choices. I have this debt. But rather than like making it this big thing, whether you're good or bad, let's just say, let's address it. So working with Heather, she set a goal that she wanted to, you know, pay off that credit card debt. And so rather than focusing on a paying off debt, we used language that sounded like, I have a zero balance on my credit card account by December 30th, 2010 or something better, right? And she wrote that out. She went on to achieve it. And so maybe for you, you might say I have a zero balance, right? Because that's what you want to move towards is a zero balance. If you're using language that subconsciously is like, oh, the debt, the debt, the debt. For some people, debt-free can feel inspiring to them. Zero balance for some is going to be much better of an option, right? Or even talking about what kind of money is in your savings or your investments, right? Like by the end of 2021, I've added another $10,000 to my investments, or I have this in my savings, or this is happening on a regular basis financially. Let's use another one, health. A lot of times people will talk about dieting, right? Diet. What are the first three letters of the word diet? Die, right? D-I-E, D-I-E-T, diet. And for a lot of people, it'll say, hey, diet, I need to go on a diet. That sounds like restriction, like oppression, right? Versus talking about, and again, let's say one of your goals is, say, for instance, you want to lose 10 pounds. Well, your subconscious mind doesn't want to lose anything. So if you say, I want to lose 10 pounds, I invite you to set the goal of what are you moving towards? And so you might say, I'm 150 pounds by December 1st, 2021 or something better. Or I'm feeling great. I feel vivacious. Maybe for you, it's not even about a number. But if it is, that's fine too, or a size. But talk about what you're moving towards versus what you want to get away from. Or again, words that might feel healthy. So you might talk about, I'm moving my body regularly. Again, your deposits. I move my body every day. I eat X this. I drink X amount of water. I take my supplements. I'm feeling good. I'm meditating. And you make it more about, again, what you're creating in your life financially and your health, that you're thriving in your health and that you're thriving in your finances. And you make it about that. That, to me, is so powerful, that what you're moving towards versus, again, away from. You can see on page, the bottom of page 15 there, there's a quote by Dave Cole that I just love that says, people who regularly write their goals down earn an average of 9 times more over the course of their life than those who don't, right? The power of goal setting, of architecting, of putting it in writing, of visiting it, having clear and specific measurable deposits and guidelines for yourself for a daily, weekly, and monthly basis is so empowering. So make some of those decisions, right? That you have clear vision that you say, I'm going to vision board. I'm going to do that. Awesome. Here's what I'm creating personally and professionally. And then goals, here's some of the key actions and habits I'm going to be cultivating and fostering on a daily, weekly, monthly basis that are the deposits that move me in the direction of the outcome that I want. But that is what you can directly control. And combining the two to visualize, to feel it, to see it, to experience it, matched with empowering goals and habits that say, these are the things I'm doing on a regular basis, is absolutely how you put yourself in flow. It's absolutely how you put yourself in a place where you start to realize and even expect, I'm not saying entitlement, but expectation of, I'm expecting this to show up. Now, I do have a goal-setting training on my website if you want to share it for yourself. If you want to go through it, there's even more gems there. If you want to go into detail with it, or if you want to share it with your team, feel free to. It's on my site at tiffanyspeaks.com. It's free. It's called the 7 Strategies for Successful Goal Achievement. We've encompassed it here, but if for some of you say, hey, I want to go even deeper or have those things that you're talking about, that resource is there for you as well as you come back to it. But I want you to enjoy this week, right? I know there's a lot here, and no one gets their goals perfectly done. But I do think you can say, meaning because you're always evolving and progressing and you go, oh, wait, now in this season I want this thing. And it can keep expanding. But it's giving yourself the vision space, giving yourself the intentional creation of working with those goals, working with those things, how powerful that is. On pages 16, 17, 18, and 19, there are some great sentence prompts that can help support you. that you can work through on your own for this week as well as you look at this. But this was a really empowering place of my life where I made some changes learning about the concept of 5% more action or 5% more responsibility. On page 16, if you want to do some free flow writing there, is if I were to take 5% more action for my own happiness, I would dot, dot, dot. What are some of the things you would do to be a happier person? Remember, your happiness, that energy is everything that fuels you to help you achieve all the goals that you desire in your life. But you feel more happiness. What are those things you could do on a, again, just small incremental basis? Looking at page 17, same thing, concept around your health. If you were to take 5% more action for your health, page 18, for the 5% more action for the quality of your relationships, what are the things that you would be doing and covering? And then on page 19, it says 5% more action for growing my business. The 5% more, sometimes it can, where that's so valuable and helpful, is sometimes where people, again, get themselves into overwhelm or don't set goals, is they're in the place of pie in the sky, perfectionism, all or nothing, versus, again, minimum target outrageous, or, again, this concept of 5% more to help you move the needle. But I love, love, love the richness of this week. Absolutely. It's, again, do some journaling. Create the space to do that. Do some journaling. Work on and mapping out and writing out what you want to feel, experience more of in those different eight areas that we talked about and outlined, as well as working on that vision board. And remember, I'd like to see it if you want to share it on Facebook, at least one image this week, or a picture of your work in progress vision board, a completed vision board that you're going to share in our Facebook group so we get to see that and be part of and get plugged into what matters to you. If I can serve or support you additionally, by all means, please bring it to our Facebook group. Please do so. I'm happy to do it, and I love to do it. I will see you on our call Wednesday. We'll be back here at the same time. You'll receive an email again that morning with the dial-in. The dial-in is always going to be the same if you're dialing on phone, so you may want to save that in your contacts in your cell phone. Or if you want to join us on webcast, you're welcome to do that too. The new webcast link will be sent out on Wednesday morning as well. I'm wishing you a great beginning to a new week, my friend. Enjoy your self-care habits. You'll continue in those. Enjoy working with these principles and vision and creation. And just come back to that magic, right, and that intention, the power of it. I love, love, love dropping back into that space for myself over and over and over again. Good things are in store, my friend. I look forward to connecting with you soon.